Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken. Expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. This podcast is part 9 of the conclusion of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. In this episode, we look at how an Enneagram actually works, describing an event in rhyme and time, and walking through two examples of the Enneagram at work. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Conclusion. Part 9. Special Bonus Material, Part 3. Here is an event in time and rhyme. Firstly, someone decides that something is a denying force. Some early man is sitting in his cave and water is dripping on his head from the roof of the cave. Water has been dripping from the roof of the cave for quite some time, but nobody ever saw it as a denying force. Nobody ever said, "I do not want water dripping on my head," until today. And, for the first time, the dripping water becomes a force which needs to be altered. After deciding that the dripping water is an unwanted force, the man begins looking for ways to stop it. Evaluating a denying force creates a function to change its course. If that man was you, what would you try? Firstly, you might try putting your hand up over the drip to see if that will stop it. It does. So perhaps you stick mud on it. However, after a few hours, the water finds its way through the mud. Sigh. But you keep trying. The function cycles. Experience grows. Next, you try mud with straw in it, which stops the drip a little bit longer, but also fails. However, every time you try to stop the drip, you get more experience and gain more confidence as you learn what works and what does not work. Building up confidence until the man knows. Finally, you climb on top of the cave to see if you can discover how the water is getting in. Then, you try plugging the leak from outside, and eventually end up making a thatched roof. That his skills being honed by all past attempts now qualify him for the current events. You develop better skills and become an expert at stopping drips. And how, after actions he made in the past, he invented new tools to lighten the task. You have thatching. You have cordage. You know how to mix the right consistency of clay. And you even have a ladder. But most importantly, you know how to stop drips. He knows he can do it. The decision is made. He assembles the workers. It's time to engage. They hire you. And as you are mixing the mud and tearing the thatching, you see success. He does have the means, anticipating he sees. The way to transform it, irrevocably. You see everything that is needed. Just knowing it's feasible lets him prepare all the right data for getting him there. When everything is prepared, the thatching is cut to the proper size, the clay is at the right consistency, the cordage is ready, and the ladders are placed, you will confidently attempt to stop that drip. Once this envisioned, he will commence the Hanal Eyut with great confidence. You put it all into action, all your tools and all your skills. You are on top of the cave thatching the roof and will stay there until you stop the drip. And after his actions, re-evaluate. You did it. It is one of your best thatched roofs. To see if indeed it ought to create. That should do it, all right? They are going to be happy. That is how an Enneagram works. If you forget to consider a line, you are flirting with failure. Evaluating a denying force creates a function to change its course. The function cycles. Experience grows, building up confidence until the man knows that his skills being honed by all past attempts now qualify him for the current events, and how, after actions he made in the past, he invented new tools to lighten the task. He knows he can do it. The decision is made. He assembles the workers. It's time to engage. He does have the means. Anticipating, he sees the way to transform it irrevocably. Just knowing it's feasible lets him prepare all the right data for getting him there. Once it's envisioned, he will commence the Hanal Eyut with great confidence. And after his actions, re-evaluate to see if indeed it ought to create. We will give you another example concerning the process of an Enneagram. Russell tells a story about a man who went to a restaurant to eat. It is a beautiful model of the Enneagram, and the things we consider as we follow an event through time, as well as the lines of supervision that make it possible. Go ahead and read Russell's story out loud. Experience the moment in time. The customer enters at La, and service begins immediately. He is welcomed into the restaurant, sat down at the table of his choosing, offered water, and given a menu. He begins to evaluate the food that the restaurant is prepared to transform, La Fa, by looking at the menu. He sees the restaurant has clams. He likes clams. Now he must decide the method of the function that will be used to transform them, Fa Do. Does he want them fried, baked, or steamed? He asks the waiter, which is best? And the waiter looks to the comments of past customers. They reflect previous completed principles, and they reveal the experience of the chef, Doty, whom he knows is very good at frying clams, because he has done so many in the past. Tso. He also knows that the chef has proven his skills as a clam fryer. So Ray. Since he has won the annual fried clam contest twice. And in addition, he also knows that his restaurant, which has served a lot of fried clams, So La, has added the most modern clam frying devices known to man to its kitchen. La Mi. So, our waiter recommends the fried clams to the customer. The customer agrees, and the decision is made. La Ray. I'll have one order of the fried clams, please. The order arrives in the kitchen, where the master chef reads it and starts the function of transforming clams. After, he verifies that he has clams and the tools needed to transform them. Ray Fa and Ray Mi. He tells his staff to get out and grease the frying pan, which he knows is the best tool for the job. Fa Mi. And to shuck and wash 20 clams and soak them in the secret sauce breading mixture, while other staff heat up the fire to the proper temperature. Mi Do. The master chef observes the preparation, and when everything is shucked, washed, soaked, breaded, and hot enough, he will be able to envision the end result. Mi Ti. We are ready to fry some clams, he says, and merges his confidence, Tso, with the readiness of the kitchen, Doso, to reach So, where the frying begins. He is Johnny on the spot, moving with the line of time, So La, until the frying process completes itself at La. He is done with the clams. His staff serves them, while he goes back to the kitchen and waits at Ray to receive the next order from some hungry patron. See how it works? Did you ever think there would be so much involved? Something similar to this once happened when Russell went fishing. He tells the story of how he grabbed the tackle box, grabbed the pole, got some worms, got into the boat, and headed out onto the lake to go fishing. Then, when he got there, he discovered that he didn't have the right size test line. He needed 12-pound test line to catch catfish, and all that was in the tackle box was 4-pound test line. Not 12-pound test line. So he said, I should have looked to see if I had the right tools before I left. I should have considered the lines of means. Yep, I have everything I need. I am going after catfish. I have 12-pound test line, and I even have needle-nose pliers to pull out the hook. Similarly, if you had a water leak and called a plumber, when the plumber showed up, he would not bring every tool in his shop, just the ones that were needed. Why? Well, when you called him and told him what was leaking, he knew then what would be needed. So that is what he brought. It was common sense. Okay, if we place the 14 lines on a vertical enneagram, we can see three separate lines of movement. They begin at the bottom do, la, and fa. Firstly, at la, follow the red line through the event. Secondly, at fa, follow the yellow line through the event. Lastly, at do, follow the blue line through the event. And here we show a diagram, long Enneagram 3, color labeled. The red line is the line of will. The yellow line is the line of being. And the blue line is the line of function. Here is another one of Russell's stories that helps solidify the process. Let's say we dropped you off in the wilderness with nothing but the clothes on your back. Nothing else, just your clothes. You're in the middle of a vast forest, not knowing how you're going to survive. There are streams and ponds, so you have water. Therefore, your main concern is going to be food. You have to find food. And let us suppose you see a rabbit run by. What is your first inclination? To chase it. You chase it and try to catch it. Do you catch it? No. But an Enneagram has begun, and you have your first encounter with rabbits. Note to self. Rabbits are faster than me, they turn quickly, and are very hard to catch. Yet, every time you see one, you chase it. And in the process of chasing it, you learn more about rabbits. So, you get experience. Maybe you realize, hey, if I can chase a rabbit between those rocks into that dead end, he would be trapped and could not escape so easily. Then I might be able to jump on him and catch him. So you try that. But he bites you and gets away. Note to self, chasing rabbits is not a viable way of catching rabbits. Okay, so what do you do now? Well, God, I am still hungry. I see a lot of rabbits. I need to catch a rabbit. Maybe I can hit one with a rock. You probably learn pretty quickly that you are not very skilled at hitting rabbits with rocks. You probably miss more times than you hit. And if you do hit one, it probably does not kill him. It just knocks him over. After which, he gets back up and runs away. Note to self. Hitting rabbits with a rock is hard. All it does is knock them over. But every time you try, you gain experience. Chasing them is out. Hitting them with a rock is out. But what if you had a spear, a sharpened stick? Then, if you hit one, the spear would stick in him, making it harder for him to get up and run away. So, you get a stick. Scrape one end with a rock, make a point, and try throwing your spear at a few rabbits. You quickly realize that you are a worse spear chucker than you were a rock thrower, because spears wobble. So, you probably give up on that one too. Note to self, spears are also a no-go. But by attempting these things, you learn more about rabbits. You see their trails, recognize their droppings, know where they forage, and start understanding their habitat. You are gaining experience. You might have even caught one with your bare hands, killed one with a rock, or speared one with your stick. But you need something that is more reliable. You then remember about snares. That is, you can rip off a long strip of your undershirt, which would be like a little rope. You could then tie a loop in one end of that rope, thread the other end through the loop, and make a snare. After all, you have been watching where the rabbits go, and have witnessed many of them running into a briar patch through a small opening. So, you tie one end of your snare onto one of the briars, form the other end with the loop into a circle, and drape the circle in front of that small opening. Then you leave. If it is a trail that the rabbits frequent, then a rabbit will most likely come through there again. And when it does, his head will go through the noose, and he will get caught. You come back in a few hours. And guess what? I caught a rabbit. You caught a rabbit in your snare. It is running around in circles with a rope around its neck. And when you run over to catch it, it bites you. And you say, "That is not good." Note to self, I need to invent a way to kill rabbits before I try grabbing them. So, when you now go and check your snare, you are carrying a skull-crushing rock with you. Over time, you refine your killing tool and maybe upgrade it to a club. Whatever you choose to use, you will now have your first tool for killing rabbits. You have successfully begun the first two enneagrams. The enneagram of catching rabbits and the enneagram of killing rabbits. You know, you just may survive. But we are not done yet. After you catch the rabbit, what do you do with your snare? I keep it. You keep all the tools you invent for catching rabbits. And your skull-crushing tool? What do you do with that? I also keep it. You keep that too. However, in the process of using it, you may find a better rock or club. This rock is easier to carry. That club has a nicer handle. And this rock will really be a good head smasher. Your enneagrams keep cycling and cycling. And over time, you finally learn how to catch rabbits and kill rabbits. Okay, so you finally catch a rabbit. Now you need to eat it. Well, how do you eat a rabbit? You can try taking a bite out of it, but it would be kind of furry and fuzzy, and you would probably figure out pretty quickly that in order to eat it, you first need to remove its fur, which is not an easy task. So, now you have to invent another tool, a sharp rock, which you can use to scrape off the fur. Eventually, you might learn that you can cut off its feet and its head and pull off its fur, just like taking off a glove. You will then have rabbit-lined gloves with finger holes to keep you warm. Not to mention four lucky rabbit's feet. Well, not so lucky for the rabbit. You have also learned that skinning a rabbit, by pulling off its fur, leaves nice clean meat behind. Now, you must eat it. You could try eating it raw. Eating a raw rabbit would keep you alive, but, you know, it would be kind of gamey and hard to digest. You may even get sick from eating raw rabbit, so you need to find a way to cook it. Okay, now you have to invent a whole new set of tools. You certainly need a lot of Enneagrams to survive in the wilderness. Firstly, you have to make a fire. How do you make a fire? Well, Boy Scouts do it by rubbing two sticks together. So, you try that. Note to self, rubbing two sticks together is hard. Finally, you remember the bow and capstone. You rip off another strip from your undershirt and tie it on the ends of a bow-shaped stick. Then you take a short stick, make a spindle, and loop the bowstring around the spindle. Next, you find a capstone, so that the spindle does not dig into your hand when it spins. You then sharpen one end of the spindle and put it on a dry stick. Then, holding the capstone on the other end of the spindle, you push and pull the bow back and forth, causing the spindle, which is looped by the bowstring, to rapidly spin one way and then the other. And as it rapidly spins, it creates friction, and the dry stick starts to smoke. Pretty soon, you have learned how to make a fire. And after making a fire, we are confident that you know by now to keep the bow, the capstone, the spindle, and the dry stick, as they are the tools needed for survival. So, you add them to your collection as well. You now have tools for catching rabbits, tools for killing rabbits, tools for gutting rabbits, tools for skinning rabbits, and tools for making a fire. Each set of tools is for a different part of the event, and each part is in turn its own Enneagram. Okay, now that you have a fire, you need to cook the rabbit. So, you must invent even more tools. A skewering stick to skewer the rabbit with, and two other sticks that you can shove into the ground on each side of the fire, with Y shapes at the top, on which to place your skewering stick. Then you'll be able to turn the skewering stick and cook the rabbit evenly. Hey, you just invented the rotisserie. So, you keep turning and turning the rabbit until you think it is done. Then you sample it. Nope, it is still raw. Eventually, you learn the amount of time it takes to cook a rabbit, after which you eat it and survive. Maybe you will invent plates next. Well, that is how it works. If you understand the Enneagram, you can be stranded in the wilderness and eventually figure out how to catch a rabbit, kill a rabbit, skin a rabbit, gut a rabbit, make a fire, and cook a rabbit. And you will even have mittens. Can you see how it all works? All done. Now that we have completed Chapter 7, let us take a moment and review some of the truths contained therein. Compliments of Rick Russell. Chapter 7. Traversing Suspended Continuity. 1. We found a matrix of octaves that shared vibrations. 2. We examined how those octaves influenced the life of a tree. 3. We saw three major oscillations in every octave. Yours, your father's, and your grandfather's. 4. We applied these oscillations to your life and found the gaps. 5. We followed the life of a little American Indian boy from his youth to his wisdom, and we smelled the earth. 6. We connected the centers with the oscillations of duplication, emotion, and intelligence. 7. Understanding these oscillations allows man to awaken, to die, and to be born again. 8. Every other note revealed the sequence, and every other note of the sequence revealed two groups. 9. We discovered the definition of the law of 7. It's spring in Texas. 10. Every vibration was a do, and every vibration was every note. 11. The 7S became king. 12. The sequence contained the three major chords of an octave, and we sang along. 13. God's knowledge and being flowed down the universe and back up, revealing atomic reason, molecular reason, and objective reason. 14. The physical and spiritual collided and made life. 15. We saw how objective reason spanned the La-T interval of man within the La-T interval of life. 16. We proved that there is an octave in every interval and found what are called the aspects of the notes in all plants, spiders, fish, and every living thing. 17. The three particularities created dust bowls, orchards, or apple pies. 18. Halal Ayuts flowed down the universe, exploding, warming, or reaching an end. 19. The ray of creation. 20. We saw how three bodies form from physical, astral, and mental matters. 21. We discovered places where things fell to the bottom, fell to the top, or stayed eternal, unchanging. 22. Gravity, electromagnetism, and fusion appeared at the speed of light. 23. Same before, different after. Plotted the notes that pass through every note, revealing 14 lines of supervision. 24. We placed them all in time, rhyme, and labeled every line. 25. The roof leaked. We fried clams, diagrammed the function, being and will, and caught a rabbit. 26. Now, prepare to awaken. end of Gurdjieff Cosmic Secrets and The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening. Now, onto the objective exercise. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit our store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise to awaken you for real, and has literally awakened hundreds of people. Check our website, where you'll be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. You can also find us on Instagram, Telegram, and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have 2 Zoom classes every Sunday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases The Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. And we have a regular book walkthrough class on Thursdays. See under Resources Zoom Classes for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.